It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
In the NutraMedical Report, we're waiting for John W. Spring and trying to see if he can connect to me either on his landline or cell phone. I guess we're having a little delay in getting a hold of him. Of course, he has some issues going on personally probably that may have caused some delay. Didn't have any email today, so that's a little surprising. I'm going to make it open lines, in fact. Again, we have this happen once in a while where we have an open line show. And I'm going to kind of go over some of the latest news items, which I'm going to do a video afterward to kind of give you an idea of the perspectives. Just looking at some of the news stories up here on Drudge, which is one of the best places. Trump seeks to allay farm state uproar in Oval Office meeting. And of course, he had an Oval Office meeting today talking about this. Basically, the farmers don't need to worry because the market for agricultural products is only 3% from, and Trump is going to give them monies to make sure that it makes up the difference. He needs to open up new markets, South America, Europe, and elsewhere, which will fix that. So we need to shore that up because I don't think the thing with China is going to be solved easily, especially after they're attacking Hong Kong. We need a joint statement, which we have a partial one from Taiwan. Wide implications as Germany teeters toward recession. Do we have John W.? Wonderful. John W. Spring, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
You sent a certified letter a little over a week ago to President Trump. Have you had anything back from that letter?
Well, I haven't received any information whatsoever of any response from that letter.
Let me tell you something dramatic and profound, and this sort of follows the hour that we just did with Ken Klein, who's an amazing guy. His family survived the Holocaust. He's of Jewish extraction, but he's a Messianic, born-again Christian. And I believe he does have a higher connection to the Most High God. He even teaches me new perspectives on things and the clarification of terms, which I use. And he's got an amazing site called KenKleinProductions.net. Now, I've had a relationship with God, pretty serious relationship, you know, when I was a child, but I reestablished in 1985. And what God's taught me recently is some new perspectives on prayer. And he brought back into recollection exactly when we pray to get something happen. For example, whether you're curing cancer or have significant illness. For example, one of my contact friends' husband had a major GI bleed, and we're going to be praying for them. But when you pray, you don't pray in your physical mind, ask for things in the future or to change the past. You actually change the present.
Yes.
So what I want people to understand is we need to pray in the present that we get you in contact with President Trump. I'd like you to comment on that.
Well, I don't know if I mentioned this to you before or not, but back in 1983, when U.S. troops were deployed to Lebanon, you might recall at the time Israeli troops were also deployed to Lebanon. The U.S. Marines were stationed in Beirut. And I just happened to look at a magazine article and saw the site where the Allied barracks were located and the terrain surrounding it. And
right.
As soon as I saw that, I sent out a letter directly to Caspar Weinberger, who was then Secretary of Defense.
Right.
And I had his exact office number at the Pentagon, so there was no mistake as to how he would get it. It was
right.
Addressed specifically to him.
Right.
And several weeks later, of course, not only the U.S. Marines and other military personnel barracks were bombed, but also the French military.
I think there were over 400 killed there, wasn't there?
Yes, and the U.S. casualties were about 261
right.
deaths, as I recall.
Yeah.
I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I included that in my most recent letter to the president. And
right.
What I'm planning to do in my next letter is to say, Mr. President, I hope that this letter is not ignored like my letter to Secretary Weinberger's was back in 1983.
Right.
Because in this situation, it's going to be more than just a few hundred casualties. It's going to be the casualties of an entire nation that are at stake.
Yeah. I'm going to make a statement here. I believe you have a specific type of calling. You have the intellect and the ability to analyze, but you also have like a spirit warning of what's coming, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I can perceive.
Yeah, so I think you perceive things on a higher level. I think God is actually inspiring you to have what I call spirit words or knowledge that identifies that you should check in something. For example, after I gave you a warning over a year ago about my visions 2 years ago plus about weapons, nuclear weapons in Venezuela, because you're a genius at the geographic and other historical things, and of course you have God's inspiration too, you get confirmation it was true. Last 6 months ago, when I told Jeff Rentz that you had written this article based on the visions I'd given, and you confirmed, yes, there were nukes there, he said, well, if you can get satellite photos, that'll be Pulitzer Prize winning. So I prayed because I didn't have satellite photos, and within 24 hours I got satellite photos. God showed me where to go and search. What you have to understand is God is leading us to this knowledge because our nation and our world is not only not seeking God's vision to protect us, but also not seeking actions. For example, if you and I could have a half an hour with President Trump, we just dealt with the missile defense and the issue of Russian nukes and Chinese nukes like in the South China Sea, we would stabilize the world from a future of a weapon of indignation to knock out our power grid at high altitude with a hypersonic cruise missile or regular intermediate range nuclear weapon, or the destruction of military bases and population centers in America or around the world. What we're facing right now is this is far more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis or the Grenada Island Crisis.
Yes.
This is far more dangerous than any time in human history. And we're basically at the nexus of where the power brokers inside China and Russia, and you can see it with China's attitude toward Hong Kong. You can see it with Russia's attitude toward, like you proved, for example, when I was asking where were the sources of the missiles for North Korea, because I knew they weren't homegrown. And you came back within a matter of weeks and said, look, I got proof that they came from Rosatom, just outside Moscow. So I said, yeah. Oh my gosh. So when you came up with that fact, I thought, okay, so basically we have proxies, nations like North Korea, Venezuela, and Iran, that are basically just proxies of Russian meddling to actually provide nuclear weapons, so they won't call it a direct attack against Russian military bases, targets in there, etc. The very fact is, though, that Putin knows the window is going to close. Once Trump gets enough missile defense systems to actually protect us against incoming missiles or high-altitude EMP weapon, Russia's basically been castrated, because without their nuclear weapons, they're like a nation the size of Rhode Island with nuclear weapons, and they'll become unable to reestablish the Soviet Union, which is what Trump, what Putin wants to do.
Yes.
And so if Trump gets reelected and he gets a chance to talk to you and I, years ago God gave me the inspiration for the laser net interferometry system, which is a build on the basis of the brilliant pebble system that was discussed by a four-star general between Mr. Mikhail Gorbachev of Russia and Ronald Reagan back in the early 80s. And he told me when Gorbachev heard about Reagan's talk about Star Wars, Gorbachev had a fit. And then they talked about the fact that they may consider the fact that if we had an international treaties on weapons and sending them to other countries, that we would share that missile defense system, which is an idea that Lyndon LaRouche had. And the then government had powerful people in there that wanted to actually put LaRouche in prison, which they did for 8 years. Lyndon spent 8 years in prison, caused because of dark elements in our government that didn't want us to have missile defense for all humanity. And what we are facing right now is far more dangerous. I mean, we right now have, for example, the territory of India right beside Pakistan, which is being militarized right now. We have the danger of a narrow, what's called window of counterattack of 2.5 to 3 minutes. So if they think there's a missile coming toward either India or Pakistan, they're going to counterattack with nuclear weapons. And there's some of the most armed nations on Earth now. Pakistanis, for example, plant in Waziristan up in northwest Pakistan under AQ Khan, which had technology transferred from America to him.
Yeah.
Even to the second last year of George Bush's tenure as president, he had access to that nuclear technology. And that plant is producing not the largest, but the most number of nukes in the world, even today. So if there's a war there, it's going to be very big. I mean, you know, India is a large population that's soon going to exceed that of China. But the fact is that the number of nukes being produced monthly by Pakistan is even greater than Russia or America. They're not as big, but there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And the fact is that a battlefield nuke or a nuke that could be on an intermediate-range missile, even using targeting technology, could be very devastating. And it's almost certain if there's a war that starts in India and Pakistan, it'll cause linkage between India, which supports Pakistan. They gave 67 JL-17 jets, which are a copy after they stole the designs for the Joint Strike Fighter, and they gave them to the Pakistanis free, F-R-E-E, a few years ago. People need to understand what's going on here. The dark alliance between powers that want to have a nuclear war and the globalists both on the left and right are actually rapidly heading toward this. And it's only going to be common sense and decency and the spirit of the God giving in visions of how dangerous things are and how we need to stabilize the situation and getting through to powerful people like Trump, because Trump's surrounded by idiots, morons, and plain devils. Honest to gosh, we're in a lot of trouble, aren't we?
Yes, we are, Dr. Deagle. I just wish that your listening audience could fully understand this turmoil that we're in right now. This dilemma that if it is not addressed effectively and sufficiently within a relatively short period of time, what will remain in terms of decisions will be very heartbreaking to every individual.
Because
going to be facing decisions whether or not we're going to basically destroy the whole world or the United States is willing to capitulate and surrender. These are decisions which Americans can never, in their right mind,
By the way, I can't remember the name of the miniseries, but there's a series made by where the nukes brought in through containers. These weren't suitcase size; these are container-sized nukes. Bought in across the Mexican border to America. And it was actually by rogue elements inside the government that want to blow up a bunch of cities and actually have some kind of a local nuclear thing that killed a lot of people and declared martial law. People need to realize the primary source of those nukes will be either Russia or China, and China's more likely, actually. And the problem is that declared Napolitano, who was different than Napolitano, who was the Department of Homeland Security during Barack Obama, made the statement, we can't stop these nukes. Listen, you can have radiation detectors that can check every container coming across the American-Mexican border. They don't. They test less than 2% of containers and even open the locks, let alone scan them through a radiation detector. So the fact is, we're sitting ducks for biological weapons that could be sitting in the back of a fridge in Chicago. We're sitting ducks for containers that could be bringing in nukes. And we're sitting ducks for even either cyber hacking into our power grid, our air traffic controllers, and our water treatment facilities, and for a weapon of indignation that can knock out our power grid from high altitude to brought into hypersonic. You wouldn't even hear a pop. It could hurt 70,000 feet over the eastern seaboard, 200 miles off the coast, and 1,500 radio miles of power grid will be permanently knocked out. And those UHF transformers, when they're gone, they're not coming back. We have 10,000 of them, and if you had two bombs on the eastern west coast, the United States will be functionally electrically dead. And we're not prepared for that. We haven't put UHF transformer surge protectors. We haven't done anything. We talked about this with Stan Deo a few months ago. We should be laying plasma blinds across the country. We should be hardening our power grid. We should also cyber harden our system so it can't be hacked into by anybody in a basement apartment in Bulgaria or Russians or Chinese Tianjin Blue Army. They have 250,000 cybernetic hackers in Tianjin, China. People don't know this. They don't know these facts. Unfortunately, my show, and this show, is the only one that goes all the way, not partway to the facts, and doesn't spin off conspiracy theories or foolishness. It talks about ugly facts, which you can prove even with the satellite photos of the long-range runways for these bombs, with the Antonov 124 jets that can carry a 200-ton intermediate-range missile launcher, and within minutes could be firing off missiles at us at Mach 7 to Mach 9. And people don't understand this. When you talk about this to people, they don't understand even Fukushima Daiichi. All the supply companies are American, and we're not doing anything to stop Fukushima from releasing radiation. We're in the tailpipe of this. So
true.
When we come back, we're going to hear more about if we had a sit-down with President Trump, as we're hoping, and I really have a confirmation of my spirit, as I did the last few days, we're going to get in front of them, and at least I'm going to get you in front of them.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report with amazing John W. Spring. John, I believe you've given a spiritual gift and an intellectual gift to be able to bring this together for us. I got a confirmation in my spirit, and I want to get people to continue to pray to see if this is correct, but I get a confirmation in my spirit by, just before the middle of September, we're going to get a direct contact with President Trump. What I see happening, if I look at the news, for example, you go to Drudge, you see all the people, Scaramucci and the husband of his main person speaking at the White House, it's quite amazing, actually, when you see what's going on there, all the attacks against Trump. Trump's not perfect. He's a human just like you and I, and he has faults.
That's so true.
But the fact is that Trump, I think, is like King Cyrus of Persia. King Cyrus of Persia is on half shekel now in Israel because there's a symbol of him and Trump basically saying that they brought the temple back to Israel. The Temple of Jerubbabel was built by King Cyrus of Persia. I don't believe they'll build a temple, but unfortunately some apostate Christians and some Jews that want a temple might build one. But the real temple is in our hearts. The temple is to protect not only the state of Israel, but to get the Jews to turn back toward their creator God. And some of them are Khazarians, which have the spirit of Gog and Magog, which is, again, ego. And many of them are very intelligent. You have to understand, if you look at the number of Nobel Prizes in the world, most of them are held by Jews. Many of them are Khazarians. These are smart people, but unfortunately, when you're driven by ego alone without God in you, you can do great evil. In fact, the most evil people on earth are super intelligent, but they're ego-driven, right?
Yes.
What you have to understand is God wants us to turn our spirit over to Him. And what you're doing is you're saying to Trump, look, if we can build missile defense, we want to share it with all nations. If we can stabilize the border and build an economy for the world rather than letting the Chinese use Belt and Road to take over the world and economic ports and so on. But the communists in Russia and China...
Bless you. Bless you, Dr. Bill. This is so true, what you're saying.
I did a show before this, so my voice is a little dry. But the situation we have right now is terminal. And without this information getting through to President Trump, because I don't think he knows how late the hour is. I know he says he wants to build Space Force. In fact, I think he doesn't fully understand. I don't believe he has a need-to-know basis of everything in terms of what's going on in Space Command and Missile Defense. I don't think he knows about the satellite photos and the information we have, which you've sent to him multiple times, including by a certified letter. I think if he did, I think he'd make a phone call directly to you, John. And I think we either he'd fly you or I would fly you directly to the White House to sit down in beside the Oval Office and actually talk to him mano a mano and give him the straight-up facts, because you were the whistleblower for 1961, 1983, and we were conjointly the whistleblower for not only La Archie Latin, but the danger in Punta Huerte, Nicaragua, which you pointed out even while I was telling you about Venezuela. What people need to understand, this is something where the historical facts have been around for more than a decade, and now they're culminating a situation where China has taken an extremely aggressive stance against Hong Kong, and the Hong Kong Chinese are even flying the American flag, realizing that if the West doesn't stand up, China's going to march in there and kill people like Tiananmen Square.
Yes.
That they want to take in Taiwan, and Taiwan is armed to the teeth. In fact, I have my accountant, his wife's father was the head of the Taiwanese Air Force, and believe me, after the Israeli Air Force is the fastest acting air force on the planet, 85% of microchips in the world are made in Taiwan, not China or Japan, and the Chinese want autonomy. They do not want to become communists.
No.
They escaped the communist empire, a lot of the rich and smart Chinese people, and brought their money with them, gold and so on. And they're armed to the teeth with our nukes. So if China tries to take Taiwan, they're going to get nuked. And it won't just be us. We'll have a great war here. And China is desperately out of touch with reality. With their one-child policy years ago, they've created a disaster where they have, at least now, they're saying 36.5 million excess males. I think it's near 100 million. They published a few months ago that they actually have 1.8 million breed-ready females because they use our social media companies. I think it's called WhatsApp, a U.S. company working with the Chinese communists. And I know they quote in their article, which they have on Drudge, that there's about 3.5 million Chinese that are basically under citizens. You can't get not only a train or plane, you can't get health care or even drugs or health care if you go to emergency. Do you know that in China? It's not 3 million. I have my own facts and figures that are not only from classified sources but prayer. It's more than 13 million and growing very rapidly because our tech companies are collaborating with the communist Chinese, and if they could, they would bring it to Europe and America, the same technology. People don't know this. In fact, I have a movie that's been put together here by, it's called The American Factory, and it's got a Chinese symbol below it. It's by Netflix. It says, Obama's first film charters life in U.S. factory under Chinese bosses. I mean, oh my gosh, what's Obama doing this for? Is he getting a clue? Does he realize that the actions he took with Iran were actually giving them $150 billion to fund Hezbollah and to buy Russian nukes, to nuke the state of Israel? And Israel is ready to take them out, let me tell you. Every Islamic country within 10,000 miles that they start attack on Israel, they're going to be vaporized in an atomic cloud of dust, not only with weapons, but they even have their own space-based weapons, their own satellite force that people don't realize. The Israelis have their completely own separate space-based weapons and imaging system called ImageSat. People don't know this, do they?
No.
They don't. If you listen to my show and listen to you, we're in a desperate situation right now. And I don't know anybody, and that includes Alex Jones and Reds Network or Coast to Coast Radio, that's telling the whole truth. They entertain people with weird stuff, and they throw garbage in there in the meantime, like people will talk about a flat earth, when they don't realize there's real issues that need to be really dealt with, like 5G network and missile defense and the coming pole shift that's going to happen to the planet very shortly, which is probably why the globalists are panicking. Because we can see it already happening with the major climatic changes. We have the danger of a low sun or sunspot activity, which can cause a coronal mass ejection like 1859, the Carrington event, that literally, if it happened today, would knock out the power grid for most of the world that's facing toward it. And it's not coming back, by the way, if it happens. It's not coming back. Plus, it'll start off fires everywhere. It'll be unbelievable. The wires in your home will already turn your house into an incinerator. People aren't ready for this, are they?
No. We're too many generations from the pioneering days where people had to be self-reliant.
Right.
We're completely dependent upon the services provided by governed and private sources everything we do.
I realize that the part of the genius of people that are smart, you know, they like to say you're a genius. I don't like to say genius. I say you're exquisitely inquisitive. In your mind, you ask enough questions to eventually come to a conclusion that Cuba had Russian nukes, okay? I'm like a three-year-old on steroids, in a sense, intellectually. I ask enough questions that I don't mind feeling stupid or uninformed. Every day when I get up and say, Lord, I don't know anything, God says, of course, you're a child, in my eyes. And that's why when I get around people that even last hour, I get taught things by Ken Klein or yourself. We're in a desperate situation right now. People are taught by their churches and by their universities and by their schools, don't ask questions. Just regurgitate. I call it maggot university. The same thing with our politicians. They want to tell us a line so that we'll elect them to office, and they're numbskulls. They're idiots. For example, look at Elizabeth Warren trying to make peace with the churches going on in churches and the natives, even though she's not native. These people are nuts. They think if you elect me, I'm going to solve everything. They don't even have a plan. They have nothing. They're just power hungry and want their ego fed. I don't want my ego fed. People say, well, if you're smart and talented, you must be an egomaniac. No. I'm a crushed like a flower Christian. Only the scent of my spirit trying to ask for the Most High God before he takes me back home. Because he's had to resurrect me multiple times. Birth, 8.5, 5 years ago, and just in January. I've had 4, in a sense, resurrections already. The Most High God did to keep my carcass on the earth so my tongue would still wag to try to bring people like you on to tell the truth to the people that we need to get through to Trump or we're doomed. I don't care if he's reelected. If he doesn't adhere to the missile defense issue and the danger of Russia, our nation can still end up in 2024, 2028, 2032, can end up in a nuclear holocaust where everybody in America dies within a day. And the survivors will envy the dead.
Yes,
that's how
will.
Bad it'll be. Please continue. Go ahead.
And the problem is, and you've brought this out earlier in the program, President Trump is completely surrounded by people who basically think that Vladimir Putin's a nice guy and You can deal with him.
It's a personality defect in Trump, too. He's a celebrity kind of guy. That's why he had The Apprentice. And he was very good at media. I mean, when he does a rally, people show up there for entertainment, not just the politics. But the problem with Trump is if you give him approbations and you, in a sense, worship him, he laps it up like, you know, as I say, the chief worshiper that wanted people to worship him in heaven is the chief cherubim, called the opposer, i.e. known as Lucifer, Satan, the most intelligent created being in the universe, again, recreated. Now, God is infinite intelligent, is Satan. People don't get that. And when you're really intelligent, like Trump is probably got an IQ 160, businessman, super intelligent in business. He got the rink finished near the, in New York there, out in the, park, you know, Central Park. When he does stuff, he's communicating and arguing and working with the toughest people in the world and succeeding. Even multiple, quote, bankruptcies or near bankruptcies, and he still comes back from it. But the fact is, the man is totally ignorant about missile defense, about 5G network, genetically modified food, and recycled toxic water. He also doesn't know how to deal with the border. The Special Activity Division of the CIA has dark alliances. We can see it with Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious was run by the Obama administration. They never prosecuted the people in the Department of Justice that actually allowed those unlicensed guns to go to the our drug cartels that were collaborating with us, so that they're fighting, you know, against the Sinaloa cartel, etc. Because we are getting $2 trillion a year from the illegal drug trade, not just from there, but Afghanistan, which is why we're making an open alliance with the Taliban. How nuts is that? We're making an open alliance with the Taliban to ship crook a deal around the world, including to Russia, that's killing people. How evil is that?
It's very evil, Doctor.
Very evil, and it's right in our face, and Trump is doing it. Just like 5G network, when it knows it kills insects, your gut biome, and your mitochondria. And it can be used to insert thoughts into your mind if they have the right harmonic frequencies or even epigenetically affect your DNA. I mean, I had yesterday at 2 o'clock, I didn't know this till today, we had a Black Op helicopter fly over our home. Deborah Tavares had two fly over her home, and her neighbors came over and said, "Oh my God, they're flying right over your home," yesterday. People need
I
to understand.
I had one just a few moments ago, Dr. Deagle, fly over.
A Black Op helicopter, right?
Yes.
Now, you got to understand this, people. We're on the tip of the titanium spear of truth here to the world. And I want you, everybody out there, to call and email President Trump. You need to talk to John W. Spring. Well, I don't want money. I don't want fame. I don't want, you know, major media garbage. All I want him to do is listen. And I want him to pray after he hears what we have to say and then do something about it. Because if he doesn't, 300 million Americans can die in a thermonuclear flash and turn into dust in an hour. And our nation can die even from an EMP attack. I mean, I have classified information going back 20 years that if Australia, Canada, and the United States have an EMP attack, 90% of the population will be dead in 6 months, even if our power goes out. It doesn't come back. Power goes out. No plague, no invasion, nothing else, just the power going out. People don't know this. You know, God gave me a door to be in that door. He had sent the angel Gabriel and said to me, "I'm going to send you," and he called me by my name on my white stone, "I'm going to send you to a city from which the mark of the beast would come." You know what the city is? Colorado Springs, Colorado, America. Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado. And 9 months a day later, I walked through the same facilities in the flesh as I did supernaturally, to all that and many other dozens of classified facilities. He made me the only one examining the Alfred P. Murrow Building executive order. He brought people like you toward me, and people that God brings people to me to act as co-hosts, so they can say, "Well, it's not just a monologue by that nutball Deagle." He's got experts on this show like Ken Klein and John W. Spring, and tomorrow, for example, Jonathan Gray, that'll tell the spiritual and the historical truth. Or we got Gary Richard Arnold on Thursdays, who's a believer as well. People need to understand this is the end of the road. We're not talking about decades off and people want a sign. The sign is we're showing up. The sign is God wants to tell you the truth. And you need a better out there, if you're listening, scream through your various forms you can do to Trump that he better listen. I mean, I'm begging to do anything. And I will sell things to make sure I can get a ticket for you if I needed to get you there in front of the President Trump. He needs to listen. He's not. And he's got a phalanx around him. Before it was, what was his name of his previous guy? Now they got Mick Mulvaney, who's an idiot from what I can see. He did a little dance when he said, "Oh, I don't know if it's dangerous," but he did a little dance about 5G network. I'm thinking, are you kidding? You're playing with something that could destroy human biology and the biosphere, and you're dancing? You've got to be kidding. And we have Mr. Putin. He puts on a schmirky thing. In fact, was on Fox News the other day, wasn't he? Mr. Putin? What a sneaky devil. Oh, my gosh. Back in a moment with more John W. Sprague.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco-D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so.
And welcome back. And Charles Barkley wrote this song, I think, is very, very prescient. We need a vision. It says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of vision. You have a vision of what the problem is and the solution to the problems, which God's given me supernaturally. I didn't get it on my own intellect. It was God. And we have a timeline here. That timeline is right now we have like 15 months before the election. We have literally the paralysis of the U.S. government. So the Congress has been handed over because they extended the Mueller gate, I call it Mueller gate, and the Mueller dossier. The man had his name on the dossier, but I didn't even read it, I'm sure, let alone write it. John, I want you to tell us what you would say if you actually had a sit down with the president. What would you say to him? Three or four points you'd say right now. What would you say if, let's say, September 12th, let's say we'll pick a date, you were actually sitting in the White House, in the Oval Office, or the office right beside the little, you know, sitting on your own chair, and the White House staff brought you some biscuits and some tea to have with the president, and then you were to tell him what's going on, what would you say to him?
Well, of course I would say, Mr. President, I can tell from some of the letters and responses I've received in the past from you, you apparently disagree with me, but we've still been on fairly good terms. And I would say that there's something a little bit different from me and your advisors. It's definitely God-given to me. And when I say that, Mr. President, I don't mean that I am holier than thou in any respect. I am a sinner.
You got a special, we want to call it a gemstone of wisdom from the Creator God, of a very dangerous situation that you need to pass to the president. He's the man that can actually make a difference. He can start missile defense. He can start doing things that will actually paralyze the Russians and Chinese attempts to actually put us in grave danger of an EMP or an actual missile attack against population centers or bases. And the fact is, this thing could culminate in just a mistake. For example, a few weeks ago, Trump almost but pulled back while the guys were beating the drum inside his own government, both Pompeo and Bolton, to beat the drum to attack Tehran. Now, if he had done that...
And there's a good possibility, Dr. Deagle, that the letters that I was sending him at that time related to Iran and the area surrounding the Persian Gulf, that that my influence through those emails had greater weight than Bolton or Pompeo. I don't know, but I just have this feeling.
I have a feeling that I think you might be correct. Now, here's the thing. If you sat with him, what would you say to President Trump, let's say, so 12th of September? I don't know what day that is. Let me see if I can pull up the date there and get an idea, because I get it in my spirit. I feel like I think by mid-September you're going to get a chance to sit down with this guy, or at least I'll get him on the phone, because we need to have a talk. He needs to have a mano-a-mano. You know what that day is? That's the Sabbath, the Saturday, the 12th of September. Oh, sorry, I got the wrong month. That's October. Let's see. September 12th. 12th is a Thursday. So what we're doing is we're facing right now the potential end to much of the human race, the destruction of the biosphere. And by the way, there's earth changes occurring that are happening parallel, which is pushing the globalists to be trying to get the New World Order in now, and their agenda, like the Green Dirty Agenda, which is a population reduction, a return to the pre-industrial age of 1750 that can't even support the world population. We have the globalists pushing, for example, wanting to get rid of meat. Last week, they actually declared they want to get rid of all ruminating animals. And even Bolsonaro, the Brazilian new prime minister, declared that people should have a bowel movement every second day because they reduce their meat intake. I mean, you're going to save the planet by having less bowel movements? I mean, people need to get a life here, don't they?
Yes, they do.
It's almost humorous. It's so stupid. It's like bad humor. We've been watching for a few series because we heard there was one called Corner Gas, a Canadian comedy up in Saskatchewan. And it's so dense, it's not really funny. And you see, this is like the actions of a lot of these politicians. Just look at the gaffes of Biden and some of these people running for 2020 for the Democrats. Some of the statements they make are not even intellectually negative. It's like it makes you almost weep for them. You almost think, oh my gosh, did they actually say that? Are they part of the human race? It makes you almost cry, doesn't it, when you hear the comments, or even statements by Trump and he countertypes people on Twitter. Trump, don't talk to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Just do what you have to do. Win the election, fix missile defense, get trade under control, control the communist Chinese, because I think internally China is ready to burst. There's a lot of people there, not just the Uyghurs in Western China, ready to... There are millions of them being put into re-education camps. But right across China, they want a revolution. I mean, a lot of them are coming to the West and get educated. They go back to China, it's horrendous. You have to even wear helmets to actually monitor your thought patterns when you're on a production line in China now. They don't like the idea that there's this an autonomous republic of 8 million plus people in Hong Kong with a massive business contracts all over the world. That aggravates the heck out of the Chinese. And the Russians, they don't want an independent Ukraine where they used to make the Sarmat, the most advanced, what's called the devil weapon of the largest nuclear weapon in history, 100 megatons. No. They want them all back in the sphere of the Soviet Union, don't they? And the only way they can do it is if they destroy America.
Yes.
Right? The only way that Putin's going to get his empire back is if he nukes America, period.
Exactly.
Well, people don't get this, do they?
No. Now, you tentatively picked a day like September 12th, which falls on a Thursday in September.
I just have in my spirit, I really feel by the middle of September, we have to have a confirmation, because I have a feeling the window is closing on this. China is ready to do something serious against Hong Kong. The Taiwanese are actually standing lockstep with the Chinese. We have both parties, Republicans and Democrats, telling Trump to be more tough with China, and he's delayed the tariffs till mid-December so people can buy their toys and their clothes and so on for Christmas, because we have a tariff war with China going on. The stock market's teetering. They're all talking about recession, even Bill Maher on late-night TV saying if we don't have a recession, we can't get rid of Trump. I mean, people don't understand Trump is also destroying his own health with 12 bottles at least of aspartame every day. He's the fattest president since William Howard Taft. He's destroying his physical health, and he's embalming himself with formaldehyde from these damn drinks. He's under so much stress, and he needs not only to have a prayer thing every day, but also every week he should be with Vice President Biden, who I do believe he may be a baby Christian, too. He may have gone through what I call church Christian. He needs to be transformed by the Spirit of God to become a live Christian. And a live Christian is different than what we call a Bible Christian that just can quote scriptures. The one who can quote scriptures faster than any Baptist pastor is Lucifer himself. And you need to know, if you don't have a life where you live for God and with God, you can't do his will. People didn't know that. You know, God took me when I knew almost nothing and threw me to the floor in my basement and gave me clay and iron almost 30 years ago, which I talked around 20 years ago with the Prophecy Club. People need to know that God uses people that you wouldn't expect. Like, why is he using Deagle?
Yeah.
I can't figure it out. Let me tell you, someday I'll understand it when I get to heaven, okay? Why did he use Deagle? Why did he call Deagle? Why did he call John W. Spring? And why did he give me intellectual capacity and also spiritual things happen to me, which I'm going to put together in a series of vignettes in my next version of Clay and Iron, which I'm going to release probably next year. And this series of vignettes will explain all the spiritual things I've gone through. It's not a book. It's almost like an encyclopedia. So many things God's put me through. I'm thinking, I'm not special. My daughter with Down syndrome was more special than me, a more decent person. I've sinned. But God has taken my shaken carcass and he said, because you say, when he sent me back from heaven as a baby at 8 and a half, you know, because you say you'd go back even in the danger of losing your soul for eternity to save your fellows, God cried and said, for this reason, when you fall away, I will shake your ugly carcass and I'll bring you back in to become a son. People need to understand sonship isn't depending on how nice you are, or how much God likes you, or all the good works you do for God. It's whether or not you're willing to put his relationship above everything, including even your marriage. If God isn't first, you can't do anything for God. Period. Even over your own eternal life, God has to be number one, right?
Numero uno.
And if he does, he will give you life. He'll give you wisdom. He will help you save your fellows. And you're not doing it for point things. Oh, I saved 10 million people from going to hell. No, I don't get extra points or ice creams in heaven or something. No. People need to know you do it for the love of God. And what's going on right now is I don't want to see my fellow Americans and fellow human beings around the world die in a thermonuclear catastrophe, not only physically a horrifying death, but die separated from the God for eternity and destroyed and annihilated in the lake of fire. I don't want to see that happen. And guess what? We're really close. I can smell the sulfur of the dragons, of the Draco reptilians inside our world leaders like Hillary Clinton. I can smell the sulfur of hellfire coming at us. I can see the disarray of even good-intentioned politicians like Donald Trump, who's completely, as far as I'm concerned, confused over how to deal with these issues like the border. Put up a drone wall first before you get your physical border up. Send your troops down to the drug cartels and start killing the drug cartels. And also start cleaning out your SAD, the CIA, that actually are making collaborations. So that's why things like Fast and Furious, they never prosecuted the Department of Justice people and people who were involved with that? No. Even though border guards died as a result of non-licensed guns.
Yes.
Nothing's happening, people. Just like after the 2008 economic collapse, all the elements that caused that collapse, they did a short movie called The Big Short. They never fixed anything. And they did a four-minute dialogue, and they said, we know all these things we said happened, like when people went to jail and they fixed this and that. None of it happened. None of it's happening in terms of missile defense. We're finally getting the clue that we need to build what we call robot, for example, ships to police the ocean. But guess what? If we engage Russia, even this minor power Russia, with the advanced weapons they have, we're going to see a lot more death and destruction than we can imagine. Even though we'll annihilate them, they'll annihilate most of us. And the biosphere will collapse into a nuclear-induced winter and ice age. Do you know that? It won't take a heck of a lot either. We figured out 150 megatons will cause a nuclear ice age. People say, oh, that won't happen. I said, we're already in a solar minimum. What do you think is going to happen? You know, people really don't ask the right questions, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Siegel.
So what would you say to President Trump? You got 3 or 4 points. What would you say are the key points you'd get through to him if you had, let's say, 20 minutes? You got 20 minutes with Trump.
Well, I would say, basically, I'm not here for any glory or any honor, although some politicians might think that might be appropriate. Right. I'm not here for photo ops. I'm here basically to inform you as to what is going to occur, what has occurred in the past, and what I've been able to do. I'll go over my track record briefly.
Right. Need to give a witness. This is one important that didn't happen with Charlotte Iserby, with reference to the Rumps, the Wren Show, when she gave commendations to you. They don't want the fact that God gave me an inspiration, not because I'm anywhere near as expert as you in geopolitics. He did that so they'd realize God is the author of truth, not you or I.
That's so true.
And the fact is, they need to understand that God's giving us a warning, just like he did in ancient Israel. You know, on the walls of the Temple of Babylon, they had wrote in Farsi, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Peres, in Farsi, saying your nation has been held in wanting and found out of balance, and tonight you shall die, to the king of Babylon. And guess what he did? He died. People need to understand what's going on right now. And all the blah, blah, blah on radio and TV, I'm at the point now where my nauseating index is so high, even turning on Fox, and then, of course, Trump is attacking Fox because Fox says one thing when supporting Trump, and then they say another thing, totally attacking him. It's like people open up the door. Let people like you and I come on Fox and raise questions and issues. Let people call in. Let us actually open up the door to give solutions to Trump. But Fox isn't doing that. You know why? The guys that own Fox actually are drilling oil in the Golan Heights even before America declared it was Israeli territory. Do you know that? The guy that owns Fox News is actually one of the drillers of the oil in the Golan Heights. I mean, damn it, you don't understand, people. This is what's going on. It's real. It's really ugly. And, of course, the state of Israel is run by the people of Gog and Magog, of the land of Gog. Yep. Again, remember now, the Khazarians are not ancient Hebrews. They're 9 centuries ago. Their King Balaam converted them, deciding whether they're going to become Christians or Muslims. That's how close we are to destruction. And I could notify and say that there are believers, but guess what? 87% of the people in Palestine, they're ancient Hebrew and Jewish blood, but they convert to Islam. So they're trying to kill the Jews. And most of the Jews in control of Israel are Khazars. They're the people of land of the Gog and Magog. Wild, isn't it? So if you were to mention to Trump, you'd say, number two, we had inspiration. Number three, you need to institute his missile defense. And you need to notify the Russians to pull these missiles or else. Close down their economics. Grab the money from Putin and his oligarchs. And stop Cuba from getting oil from Venezuela. That'll teach him a lesson. Clean up Venezuela, won't it?
Right. And the second thing I'm going to tell the president is to contact Dr. Bill. Which is most important.